Britain's Times newspaper recently reported sweeping changes to the British Council, the UK's worldwide network that promotes cultural activities and runs English teaching courses. The paper claims that half of the British Council's public offices in Europe would be closed by next year, as attention is shifted to the Middle East and Central Asia. The British Council in Prague is not facing closure, although there will be some changes to how it operates. But what exactly is the Council, and what does it do? That's a question British native Rob Cameron put to director Mandy Johnson.
The British Council aims to build mutually beneficial relationships between the UK and the countries in which it's about the UK coming along and saying we have all the answers. It's about sharing experiences and ideas between the two countries. And it's also about sort of sharing ideas and the creativity of the UK as well.
So it's partly about showcasing Britain's culture and talent to the world?
I'd say with a very small s in terms of showcasing. Yes, of course, we're very proud of the creativity and ideas that come out of the UK, but we also recognise that we don't have an exclusive right to all of this.
Recently, there have been some changes announced to how the British Council is run. Can you give me a brief sort of synopsis of what those changes are and what they'll mean?
Yes, I'll try and be brief. We've been for the last 18 months or so really looking globally at what we're doing as an organisation. There have been various drivers for this. I mean, one of these, of course, is the UK government's wish to ensure it's getting value for money from all of the government departments, and the British Council, like every other government department, is included in this review. It's also driven by a wish for us to be seen to be working very much with the Foreign Office, on the one hand, and looking at public diplomacy agendas, but also a feeling that the world is changing, Europe is especially changing, and that the British Council needs to change with it.
Some of the British media presented the story as basically parts of Europe were no longer of interest and no longer a priority for the British government, and that they were cutting down the British Council's presence in Europe and shifting the agenda to the Middle East. You say it's not as simple as that, or that's not the case?
Yeah, I mean, it's never as simple as that, I think. We have been looking as an organisation where the priorities lie, and the Middle East and other areas of the globe are definitely a high list of priorities. It doesn't mean to say that Europe is a lesser priority. It just means that it's where we have to spend, we're focused on where we spend our grants. What we're hoping with the British Council is that we will be working with bigger and better and different partners as well in Europe, which will enable us to carry on doing the kind of work we want to do and seek funding from the European Union working in partnership.
British Council Director Mandy Johnson ending that report there by Rob